Yes, so Rashi is saying a chiddush that according to Rabbo, he's vaday moedet to Reb Zeira. Avad, if you give him asro mishum merakeit, avad is also moedet. This is merakeit. This is real sifting. The Rabbi just says if you warn him, don't make borer. That's also doimet to borer here. It's also called a good asro. Rashi avul Reb Zeira. He asked the mishum borer lav asrohi. But according to Reb Zeira, no. Reb Zeira is only doimet to merakeit. If you warn him, don't do a borer. The guy thinks that's not called asro. The guy thinks you don't know what you're talking about. That's not called warning him. Because according to Reb Zeira Holds, it's b'chval not doing with the bur. Like we'll soon see why. That she'oicha l'mate u'pselis l'malo. Over here, this sifting, the pselis stays on top in the cloth, and the oichel comes down to the bottom. Ma'ashen came the bur. Reb Zeira Holds, and that's not doing with the bur. Kitnius. She'apselis l'mate. When you want to clean out kitnius, bur is usually when you have the wheat. Or you have the kidneys, the beans, and there's some dirt, some stone, stuff together, mixed together with the beans. So what you do is you like sift it out there, that you let the stones fall down, the dirty particles fall down, and the oichel stays on top. That's burr. Mashen can hear that the oichel is falling down and the psoas are staying on top. That's doing with the sifting. That's the observer's forum. But Rabbos, no, Rabbos, this is also doing with the burr. So the Gemara Amar Rabzeira, Kavose de di mistavre. Reb Zeira says, no, you should know the svara is like I'm saying, that this is only a merakit, it's only doima to sifting. This is not doima to burr. Why? My dak is show merakit. What's the usual case of sifting something? Is this case mamish? Pselus mumala, you sift something that the dirt stays on top, v'yoichel mumata, and the yoichel goes through to the bottom. Is that pochinam, the same thing here, when you're sifting this wine to go through the cloth, pselus mumala, the bad part of the wine, the dirty part, stays on top. The yoichel mamata, and the good wine goes lamata, goes on bottom. Therefore, avada the hasroh should be mishumarakid, and that is the av malach. This is the malacha that he's doing. So the mor, Tony Rami by Yecheskel, talis kfula or dove or folded over talis lo yase. You shouldn't do this on Shabbos. It's a shalaf on an oil. We'll soon see what you're doing. You're making an oil on Shabbos. If you do it, though, you should know it's only yosim with the rabbon. What's a talis kfula? So Rashi talis kfula lo yase lishoteach talisoi agabe arba yisaidis, to stretch out your talis on four different poles, four different yisaidis. Lishentachte, that you want to sleep underneath it. So you're putting this up for shade now. So underneath should be shady. V'roisha v'roshav mischaflin lekan lekan. And both sides are folded over, mikan lekan, the tzador, so reaches the ground. Ve'hevele leksolim, and they both light the kaisel, the walls. Lohogi min achama de'eviola, that the purpose of this is to protect you from the sun, therefore it's doima to an oil. So you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos, because it's called an oil arai, it's not going to stay there, and what you take it down as soon as it gets finished, so it's only yosim in the rabbon. So the Gemara hoyu, if you have though tied onto this talis a chut, a string, or a meshich or a strap from before Shabbos, then mutulin toislach atchila. Then you're allowed to stretch out this talis mitchila on Shabbos to use it to make it for shade underneath. So what's the mile here? If you have a strap tied on it, then it's mutul to spread it out on Shabbos. What's the matter of a strap? So Rashi learns koruch oleh means miboy join. If from before Shabbos you have this strap tied on here, is chutay meshicha v'nos nal hanes. Rashi learns another thing, even though it doesn't say in the Gemara. Rashi learns v'nos nal hanes means this whole talus now is already hanging on top of the pole. Shal haknaf kish he mechufelis, when the talus was folded up, now it wasn't stretched out yet, so our whole point was like hanging on top of the pole. V'koruch aleh chut lemoshcha, and you have now the straps that are there on talus. All you have to do is just pull apart the straps. The person to spread it out. Lekan lekan is mutal lemoishcha by b'Shabbos. You let us spread out this talus down on Shabbos to be able to make an oil to sleep underneath it. Why? To moisif al oil arahu. It's considered like you're being moisif on an oil. That's all. V'yenu kais lekatchila. It's not like you're starting now to make metchila the oil. Hey, since this oil is hanging on the post, on the beam, even though it's not spread out yet, it's mama just like all bundled up facing downwards, but since you have the strings attached from before Shabbos, then now on Shabbos all you have to do is just spread it out. That's called you just being meisif. It's called like something already started before Shabbos. So you're only being meisif, that's also even that's mutter even with the Rabbanan. So the more bori mine Ravkana, Mirav, Ravkana is the shalach from Rav. Kilo mahu. What's the loch of a kilo? Kilo, this canopy that you want to throw on top of the bed, is it mutter to do on Shabbos or not? Or Malay, he answered back, you should know af mita sura. He's not only is a kilo, just a canopy on top, awesome, but even to put up a mat, a bed. If you want to put the mattress in the bed, that's also what to do on Shabbos. We'll soon see why. Then he asked the mitamau, what's the loch of a bed? Can I put a bed together? Or Malay, he answered him back, af kilo muteris. Like, just the opposite of what I said before. Now he said, both are mutter. Af kilo muteris. You could put up the canopy on Shabbos, and you could put the bed up on Shabbos. Then he asked him, kilo umitamau, what's the loch of the kilo and the mitah together? What's the loch? Can I do either one of them? Or Malay, he answered him back, you should know, kilo asura, to put up the kilo, to put the canopy on top of the bed, that's also midi rabbonim. Umitu muteris, but to put up the bed, just to spread out like the mattress, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. So chutz astira is a mutter asir, just said three different halachas here. So the marvel like kasha, I'll tell you there's no stira. There are different types of beds and different types of canopies. Ho dikomar, af mita asura, that he says both are also to put up a canopy on top of the bed and to put the bed up, that's kida karmanoi. So Drashi, what does that mean? Hainu galul nisa. That's what we had before, the kise galul nisa. So Drashi learns it means that it's taken apart and now you have to put the pieces back together again. So it's exerim with the rabbanon, shem yitoka, maybe be over in this opinion. Drashi sheporko umachzira, you take it apart, it's either the kilo and the bed, and who is Rashi? Who is Shem? Welcome to the name of the place. So Mela, that's why it's awesome. So even the case where the bed or the kilo, the canopy is taken apart, now you want to put the pieces back together again, that's also to do on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Ho dikor malei, af kilo muteris, but that he answered back, no, both are mutter. Zayin the kilo the canopy, and to put up the bed is mutter, kidurami by Yecheskel. That's talking about what we just had before, and the case where the straps were already attached from before Shabbos on the kilo, all you gotta do is just spread out the straps, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. And who are in the bed means a normal bed that's all made before, just that the bed is standing up. Zokuf, you're allowed to put it down like we had before, you're not doing anything. It's gonna koi koi, everything is made already from before Shabbos, you're just putting it down. Shrashi kudurami, korucho lechut, if you have a string attached to it beforehand. And kudidan, the bed, mita shoysus kufa, just the bed was standing up. And you're putting it down now on its legs, that avada is muta. So tomorrow, and ho, in kilo asura, omita, don't forget, his kilo asura, omita muteris, where do we have both halachis? That the kilo is also and the mita is muteris, that's kilidan, like our kilos. His our kilo, our canopy doesn't have any strings attached from before Shabbos. So Mel is called, you make it an oil arai on Shabbos, that's why it's awesome. Hashem, the bed, it's mutter to spread out the bed. Because the bed was made from before Shabbos, it was just standing up, now you're putting it down, therefore the bed is mutter. Hashem, the kilo, Stamazel, the kilo is called, you're making the canopy on Shabbos, you're making an oil arai in the kilo on Shabbos, that's awesome in the Rabbonim. It is only mutter in the case we have the strings attached from before Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Chazin Oluhu Lekile Devei Rafuna. He saw these canopies, these like roofs, on top of the bed in Rafuna's house. The meurto negidu. At night time, he noticed they were up. They were like on top of the bed. Umitzafra, the next morning, we came in Shabbos morning. Chavita Ramya, he saw was lying on the floor. Like they took it down. So since they took it down, it's a raya, you're allowed to put it up. Because if there'd be an issa oil putting it up, there'd be an issa stira taking it down. So here he's saying that you're allowed to make this kilo on Shabbos. You're allowed to pick it up. And that's why you're allowed to put it down. Yeah. And the chur the teretz will have to be is, like we had before, that it was already before Shabbos attached on the post, and there were strings attached to it. So all you have to do is just spread it out. So since it's mutter to spread it out on Shabbos, who would it's mutter to take it off on Shabbos? Omar Rav Mishum Rebichia. Viloin muta lintoisoi or muta leporkli. You should know a curtain in front of a door. You're allowed to spread out on Shabbos and allowed to put it back, take it down on Shabbos. Muta lintoisoi to spread it out to muta leporkli. Trashi vilon means mosav shekneged pesach. If you have like a curtain in front of the door, mutal and toisot Rashi, shein oyel elami she'osui ken gag. This is Rashi Shita, that the isim of the Rabbonin of making an oil arai is only making a gag, making a roof. Make something on top to protect you from the sun, that's doima to a gag. Mashen can just make it the mechitzis, there's no isim on a mechitza arai. So mainly here you're putting up the curtain, and the curtain, the purpose is just for a mechitza. So since it's only a mechitzas arai, there's no list of a cloud to make mechitzas. That's Rashi Shita. So no matter what type of a mechitza you want, albeit it's an arai, you're allowed to make it. Tosfos learns a little bit different. Tosfos learns certain cases it's also to make a mechitza on Shabbos. The Gemara here says you're allowed to put up the curtain. So Tosfos makes a chiluk, and that's the lochem. If you're putting up the wall to be matir, then it's also. Lamash, let's say you have three walls there ready, and you want to be able to carry inside here. So you're putting up now a fourth wall to make it into Rishus HaYochid. Since this fourth wall is being matir, it's shafing ahead to Rishus HaYochid, that's a choshev oil, and that's also to do on Shabbos Midrabonim. Since it's only an oil arai, it's only a mechitza arai, a mechitza arai that's matir and iser, that's also to do on Shabbos. So din asukah. If you want to put up the second wall of the sukkah, that's also to do on Shabbos or on Yontif. Mashenkin, if the only purpose of the mechitza is just letznius, not being matir or anything like here. You have your front door and you want to put a curtain. What do you put a curtain there? That the people on the outside should not look in. That's called litznius. If it's only done litznius, then tois is moide. That's our Gemara that you allow to make a mechitza arai mitchil on Shabbos. So some want to say, who din? Must am all in our shuls. If you forget to put the mechitza between the noshim and the men before Shabbos, you allow to put up the mechitza on Shabbos. Because this mechitza is not really called be matir or anything. Not shafting any new rishusim here. It's only a tznius there, because it's not nice to daven in the same place with Noshima. So therefore you put up the tznius, it's mutter to make the mechitza on Shabbos. And providing where it's a mechitzas arai, where it's not going to be a kvar, or be a kvar, that'll be nisa deraisa, it won't be any aterim. Where it's only a mechitzas arai, you're not doing any malacha, just on putting up the mechitza, that's mutter, where you're only doing it for the purpose of tznius biyama. So the more of a Yom HaShmuel, Mishum Rabbi Chiya, Kilas chasanim, a canopy that you put on top of a chosin's bed, you should know muter lintoisoi or muter leporkli. You're allowed to put it up on Shabbos, and you're allowed to take it down. So even though before we had a kila zosim the rabbonin, but the kila you put on top of the chosin's bed, that's muter. So Rashi, why? Kilas chasanim loydami leshar kilas. It's not daima to all other kilas. Sheshar kilos, all other kilas, all other canopies, prusois agave kinuf. It's spread upon on top four different poles. Shilo dalad raglayim. V'yesh lo gag devi oil. So mele on top, it's flat on top across. There's a big oil. V'shel chasanim mashenk. Gag means there's a big roof. There's a big wide roof on top, and all four sides, it comes down the canopy. That's what they're also to do with the rabbonim. Mashenk in the trashi v'shel chasanim. But the chasanim, how do they make the canopy? On the front of the bed and the back of the bed, there's a stick going up, and on top there's one stick going across it. And you throw the sheet, you throw the canopy over it, so it comes down like a tent, like there's a point on top, and then it's meshupa, it goes slanted to both sides of the bed. There's only one board, one beam going straight across on top of the bed, on this middle of the bed going straight across. And from that beam, you throw across at the canopy, and it starts to come down, slanting one side and slanting the other side. But the top point doesn't have an oil tefach. There's no gag of a tefach, that's why it's mutter, it's not called an oil. When the beged falls down, it falds down like a tent looks. A tent doesn't have on top even a tefach wide. Therefore, it's not called an oil, and that's why it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. Omer Rav Sheshis, Brei de Ravidi, Lo Yamoron, this is only said, Elo Shein Vegag Tefach. In a case where there's no, the gag, the width of the top roof is not a tefach wide, it's not even 4 inches. Havu yesh begaga tefach asura. You should know if it is wine a tefach, then avada mitzosa. Vaita v'chiyen begaga tefach, even on top with the wine. It's not wine a tefach, the roof is not wine a tefach, and then it comes to a point like, nami lo yamorin. We only say it's mutter ela shein bepochus, mishloisha, somuch legag. Where when you start going downwards, less than three tevachim, we always say loved. So when you start going downwards, less than three tevachim, it still doesn't spread out to be a width of a tefach. Tefach. Avu yesh bepochus mishloisha. But if from a little bit less than three tevachim, somuch legag, near the gag, tefach, if you like come down a little bit and put your hand there and see how far it spreads apart, the two sides of the tent, there will spread apart a tefach, then it will be awesome. Because since you say Gimel Tvachim is loved, it's attached, it's as if the top of the tent first starts from there. So there, it's spread apart, the width is a tefach, then it'll be awesome. That's called, you make it an oil arai on Shabbos. It's a shalif, you gurus the next part of the Gemara. The Gura said that some Rishonim are not gurus, it in Allah, we don't hold like this. But the gurus is, v'lo yamar another chumra. We say it's mutter, ela shein bishipua tefach. If the whole slant, when it comes to the bottom of the bed, it's not wide, a tefach, then it's mutter. Avo yesh b'shipua tefach. If we look at the bottom of the bed, that the canopy starts out way on top like it's a point, but then it starts the chur coming down on both sides of the bed. So if on the bottom it is the shipua tefach, then we say it's spread out on bottom more than a tefach, which usually every kilur is shipua ayalim kailim domi. Since on the bottom it's spread out, so if it's spread out on the bottom more than a tefach, that's awesome. It's a pella. I mean, what do we care what's doing on the bottom? For the word is on top, you have to have a gag. That's why some Rishonim in the Halacha, we don't hold like this. Abi on top, the gag is not wide. The tefach, it's mutter. So Rashi says, Floyamor nele shein b'shipua tefach. Shein kol tzad v'tzad. Nifshat, each side doesn't spread out lamata on the bottom of the bed. La'achlik tefach, it's not a wider tefach. Mikenegrem tziusei, from mamish in the middle. Like if from the beam on top you put a string coming straight down, on the bottom, on each way, it would not spread out the tefach. Dainu shein baruch by lamata, the width on the bottom, tfchaim, it's not even two tefachs wide. That's a pele, it's not even two tefachs wide, how could you sleep underneath it? But should the canopy is on top of the bed, you sleep underneath the canopy. How is it possible to sleep if it's not even two tefachs wide? Like a person's body is more than two tefachs, more than 8 inches wide. So Rashi Nechnami, Fekilas Chasanim Eino Asuyelishan. It's not meant to sleep on Tachter. People don't sleep underneath it. Right? It's only made there for show. Well, since it's only made there for show, so that's when it's mutter. That's the Gursa. But if the bottom would be spread out more than two tefachs, then it would be Bosa. Weiter, well, we don't hold like this, Lalochim. Though we don't say this, if on the canopy on top it wasn't a tefach, when it spread out now it came down the bed, if it didn't come down below the bed a tefach, but if it came down below the bed a tefach, down from the bed, then it's awesome. So drashi avonachto mipur yetefach hohu tefach hukir liyoyil. Since it comes down below the bed, a tefach, below the bed, so then that's called the kira wool, li'oil, to the tent. V'yamita nasas le'gag, and the top of the canopy, that becomes its gag. So chur from this halacha would be yosa to put a bedspread over a bed. Because when you put the bedspread over the bed, it comes down more than a tefach, more than 4 inches on the side of the bed. So that should make it like that's the wool, and the top of the bed, that's the kira, that's the oil, that's the gag. But if it's not that way. Here the mylar is, it's like a tzirifim. Here the mitzvah, you have a canopy on top of the bed. So the canopy on top of the bed, that's like a gag. But we're saying though, since it's not wide, a tefach, it doesn't have a shame gag. But now, if you have on the bottom of the bed, it comes down a tefach, we put two and two together. Since you have walls coming down on the bottom of the tefach, and on top of the bed you have a kilo. So even though it by itself is not called a gag, it doesn't have a tefach, but with the tziruf of the walls coming down from the bottom of the bed, it gives it a shem gag. But it's only where there's a type of an opening on top of the bed, a kilo. Mashenken stama bedspread, you put on top of the bed, then avadu is muta. Invite him. The yomer rav sheshes, pray the rav idi. Hai sinoi shori. So Rashi learns to wear a sinoi is mutter. What's called a sinoi is a Rashi. A koiva shalavet, a type of a thick hat. Wearing a thick hat, shalavet usually means thick material. It's also to walk out with a thick hat on Shabbos. For the morai vu itma sinoi yoser. Don't forget. Amar Ashreishis. The first Ashreishis says, Amar Ashreishis b'redu avidi hai sinoi shori. You're allowed to walk out with a hat on Shabbos. For the morai vu itma we learned sinoi yoser. It's also to walk out with a hat on Shabbos. Who is the stero? And the Gemara goes kasha, ho the ispe tefach, ho the lespe tefach. As if the brim of the hat sticks out of tefach, then it's also to walk out with it on Shabbos. And posha the yisur is oil. Then it looks like you have an oil. You have like a roof on top of you. It's protecting you from the sun. It's also to put it on Shabbos to wear it. Mashaken, if it's less than the brim, it's less than the tefach, then it's mutter. So Rashi also lost his boy b'Shabbos coming before Shabbos. Soon we'll explain what the yisur is. Hi the ispe tefach. Shum is pashet lahalam erosh tefach. It spreads out on top of his head of tefach. Is also mishum oil. Then it's also let Rashi claw mishum oil. It looks like you have an oil. Pashenkin, if the brim is less than a tefach, then it's mutter. Fredi Mori, elu meyate, if so, sharviv beglimo tefach hochinami de mechayiv. He sharviv means the talish you're wearing, you put over your head, and it sticks out a tefach. You're going to tell me it's also to walk out with that, or to put it on that way. That's called an oil. Rashi Lumiyata Shava Baglima Tefach Haniyach Talisi Aroshay. Somebody puts a towel on top of his head. Kederav Shumasatev, the way we use by davening. Verachiko Lahalam Aroshay Tefach, and a towel sticks out more than a Tefach. You're going to tell me there's an Issa oil? The Vazav Shat is, that's not Daim, it's oil. That's Derav Tzvam Albush, that's the way you wear the clothing. So Rashi learns Enachnami, the Gemara's Choyzen now. So Vada hat doesn't have an Issa oil on it. A hat. Since it's a malbush, you're wearing it, there's no Issa oil. So they would trick back to the kasha, one place it says it's mutter, one place it says it's awesome, then Rashi elo lekasha. The Gemara, elo lekasha. Ho de mehedik, ho de lo mehedik. It depends if the hat is tight on your head, then you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Hey, whether it's wide at tefach, whether it's not wide at tefach, it doesn't land Rashi. We're choizen now from the pshat for oil. It doesn't make a difference how wide the brim is. So the vort is, if it's tight on your head or not, and we're afraid maybe the wind will come and blow it off you, and then when you pick it up, you walk with the Dal Damas. So Rashi Elo, time alav mishum oilu. We're being chayzer, it's not a nisim mishum oil anymore. Elo mishum shalayak b'yanu haruach, that the wind should not blow it off your head. Hey Roshay, v'yosei le'asui abamas, and you come to walk with the Dal Damas. Hilkach mehedik b'roshay shapishari. If it's on your head tight, then it's mutter. Lay mehedik osim. If it's not tight, then it's tak osim. So according to Rashi, it's also this way, that if you walk out with a hat that's bigger than your size, a hat too big, there's a chash, the wind may blow it off you. It's tak osim to walk out with it on Shabbos. Because it's a gzera, maybe the wind will blow it off you. And when you pick it up, you walk with the Dal Damas. So some want to say that if you're not wearing a yarmulke underneath it, then you don't have the gzera. Because if you're not wearing a yarmulke and the hat falls off, when you go to pick it up, there's no gzera you come to walk with the Dal Damas. Because you're not going to walk without a yarmulke. Because the gzera will only apply if you are wearing a yarmulke under your hat. So then we're afraid that the hat will fall off you, but the yarmulke will stay on top of you. So then we're afraid when you pick up the hat, you may walk by mistake with the Dal Damas. Tosis learns a little bit different. Tosis learns, no, the Gemara's teretz is still mishum oil. Tosis learns, hod mahadik pirish rach, she'ena nichvach. In a case where the brim is not bendable, it's like thick material. The oz nira kein oil. Then it looks like an oil. To learn a headache, shu nichvach v'yozei nira ki oil. Hey, the Gemara's kasha was, if you're going to tell me it's us to wear a hat that's wide, the brim is wide at tefach, because that looks like an oil, for the Gemara hua din, if you have a talus on top of your head, and the talus sticks out of tefach, it should be us to wear it. But the Gemara's teretz was, hodin a headache, traces means, it depends how thick the material is. If the hat is a thick material that can't bend, it's not bendable, then it looks like an oil. Mashenkin, a talus is bendable. Here it doesn't look like an oil. So, Mel, according to Tosfos, it's also to walk out with a hat that the brim is wide at tefach. So, Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins like Tosfos, that's also both halachas, the Paskins like Tosfos and like Rashi, that you're not going to walk out with a hat that the brim is a tefach wide. Mishum oil, it's even if it's tight on your head, still it's also to walk out.
And then who adin, if you wear a hat, that even though the brim is small, it's not a tefach wide, there's no issur mishum oil. But if it's too big on you, that the wind can blow it off you, it's also awesome to walk out with it, the wind will blow it off and you can't walk with the daldamis. So according to Mr. Shana, what's the etah for us, that some people have, the brim is very wide, what's the etah to walk out with it if it's more than a tefach? So some learn the heter is even called the Tosfos, that our hats are bendable. Since the brim goes up and goes down, it's called nichva. Some most learn that our hats bechlau, we don't use it mishum oil. That's not the reason why the brim is wide at tefach to protect us from the sun. So since we're not doing it for that kavana, avada it's mutaris. The Gemara's taught me this hat was like a sun hat, that you're wearing bedafka to protect you from the sun. That's why it looked mishum oil. But we don't wear it bechlau for that kavana, that's why some say it's mutar. And the third sheet is the same and Rashi sheet of the Chalal. They say that there's no Yisr oil by your hat. The only Yisr is, we're afraid maybe the wind will come to blow it off. So if it's totally, if it's on your head tight, and it goes down deep, that you're not afraid the wind will blow it off, then tak it's mutim. But if you're afraid, it's awesome. Nice, a little bit of a shalom with this, come to say really, that the Gzera is anything you're afraid the wind will blow off, we're afraid maybe you pick it up and walk with the Daldamas, you shouldn't walk out with it on Shabbos. So for the shalom is if you walk with the talus on Shabbos in the street, the Kurawa talus is, everybody knows that sometimes it falls off you. Even in shul, sometimes the talus falls off you. And avada, if you walk through the street and there'll be a little wind, avada, it's very shchir, if you don't hold it down, you know, with your hands, that the wind will blow it off. So Kurawa, it should be also to walk out with it, because you should be afraid maybe the wind will blow off the talus, and then you come to walk with it, daldamas. So no, some people want to find that some people talk like make a bow, not a bow, like it's in the front of you, they tie, when they walk with Shravim, they tie the two ends to make like a little, to tie it up so it shouldn't fall off you. Around your neck, you just make a little, not a real knot, just put it in, tuck it under once. Some people wear, there are some people that want to be makel and say, Bechlau, that by talus, one blind is there, maybe you walk with the daldamis. Because really a talus, normal, we don't walk with it with Shusarabim. We don't walk with the talus on the street. Now why are we walking with it on Shabbos? Because we know you're not allowed to carry it on Shabbos. That's the reason why you're wearing it. So if I hear that one big there, maybe you'll pick it up and walk with the daldamis. It's a hat or something else, a regular clothing that you wear it a whole weekday in the street. Send us a gzera, if it falls off, maybe you come to walk with it. Just like in the middle of the weekday, you walk with it, holding it. But a talus bechlau, we don't walk with in the street in the middle of the weekday. The only time we wear a talus in the street is only on Shabbos. Why? Because we're not allowed to carry it. That's why we're wearing it. So here there's no gzera to say if it comes off, you'll come to walk with it. But that's goof of the heck. The only reason why you're wearing it is because you know you're not allowed to carry. So here there wouldn't be the gzera, you'll come to carry with it. All right, we'll stop here.